Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I've got a good case of Dick Envy going on in my brain right now. I'm in a great relationship right now. Been in love for about a year now. And, you know, this girl's amazing. Recently I've been very insecure about the size of my dick, which I haven't had too much in the past with other girls. Like, obviously, like any other guy, I kind of wish it was a little bigger, but sure. What can you do? But it's great. I mean, yeah, our sex is amazing, but I recently found out that her ex's dick is bigger than mine. Why
what?
I asked that question,
you asked
I don't
that?
Know. I thought it would be a better answer.
What?
But anyway, so that kind of sent me for a loop. I got thinking, like, oh, shit, like, you know, this guy's got one leg up on me, maybe literally a third leg up on me.
This is insane.
Yeah, so then I started thinking all these things, like, I can't get out of my head that I'm not good enough for her, or maybe she doesn't, she just doesn't tell me,
why
yada,
would
yada,
you
yada.
Ask that question?
It's not anything that's her responsibility, but I'm having a hard time getting over it.
This fucking guy is so fragile.
Yeah, so what the hell do I do about this? I know it's pretty stupid and irrational, especially because like her ex is kind of a dickhead and didn't treat her very well. So
that's why she's with you.
Obviously, I'm a better guy, but I'm thinking like really stupid shit in my head, like, oh God. She's been with a bunch of guys that have bigger dicks than me, so yeah, even talking about it, I realize how stupid it is. But
it's good.
I can't stop can't get out of my head. So what do I do, Stavi? Thank you.
I mean, this is in some ways this is the best gift she can ever give you, because you were walking around life like she hasn't fucked guys with bigger dicks than you.
Yeah.
This is one of those. Now you're free.
Right.
It's like
right.
The Buddhist thing of desire is the root of all suffering.
Sure.
Thinking you don't have the smallest dick your girlfriend has ever fucked, that's the root of all suffering.
Yes.
Me, I'm over here. In fact, I dated a girl once who told me a guy had a smaller dick, like one of her ex had a smaller dick, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, you fucked a guy with a smaller dick than me? It was truly comical, right? So once you accept that you are at the bottom of the penis food chain, that's true freedom. You have nothing left to lose. You're literally just, I'm a little dick monk on the top of a mountain. I don't need food. I don't need water. I don't need anything. And that's how you have to exist. I mean, this is asking. Can you imagine asking? Oof. Was your ex's dick bigger than mine? I can't even fathom doing that. Go ahead, Greg.
I was gonna say this, yeah. Right? You're worried that her exes have something better than you.
Mm-hmm.
She's with you.
Right.
You're better.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever that is, man, right? Like, I used to do a bit on stage, you know, because it's a great bit. But how, like, I'm not.
Pull it up, Eldis. Is it? I'm like, get it going.
My wife is not, like, with me because I'm a fuck machine.
Right. Sure.
I'm funny. I'm nice. I'm sweet. I'm willing to go to Greenland of sexuality if need be.
Sure.
She won't go there. God knows.
Right.
But
again, doesn't sound like
you know what I mean? But, like, you're, like, Yeah. What you are as a package is fucking awesome. And I can hear it in his voice. You know, this guy's worried. Like, oh, maybe she's like he has a secret. You know, it's like, she found out the secret.
Yeah.
I have a small dick. It's like, who gives a fuck, dude?
This is really tough, though, because it's one of those things that you asked for it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's one of the things that you asked for it. She probably doesn't even give a fuck. She's like,
of course not. No.
She's like, even this conversation is sort of a weird afterthought.
Yeah.
Right. And it has just been bouncing around his head. And he's probably, she can't ask him what's wrong.
Right.
He can't be like, your ex-boyfriend had a bigger dick than me. And it's been it's been killing me for months.
Women have died because of this.
Probably. Legitimately. Yeah, I think you're right.
That's how fucked up that thing men become.
Sure.
That's where that road leads.
Crazy. I mean, this...
I'm high, but I think that's some real shit.
I love it, dude. I love it. How you're vacillating to, to being like, there is a good... I think you're actually right, but I mean...
You know where I really feel some pain in this? The ex, he knows the ex had a bigger dick than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he... got to treat her bad.
Yeah.
This guy has a normal or small dick, and he's nice to her. Yeah. There is a level of pain.
This is
that.
Red Pill right. Sula yet again. Right. And the eldest is mine.
Right.
A positive is treating the woman you love poorly. Yeah. By the way, he's a sweet husband.
Yeah.
One of the sweetest in his relationship. Anyone listening when eldest goes red pill, don't. The way he got his wife, who's a wonderful woman, is by treating her very nicely the entire time.
I'm not justifying it.
I know what you're saying.
But it's like a very... Thank you, Greg. I had a feeling you're
not in a good... You're not in a great place.
Remember what you're saying? He got to do... let me rephrase that.
He got
that
to
for
watch
you.
Indiana Jones instead of go to bed on time. He got to break curfew by being a big dick bad boy.
But let me say this. The dick didn't, they broke up because he sucked.
Right.
The big dick didn't help.
Right.
And she went, I'm going to go with the nice guy that beats everything.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Unless this guy's an asshole too. Maybe you don't know.
No, I think he's probably nice.
He seems sweet.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to even give advice here because this is one of those things that you just, this is so funny. Like, women are going to hear this and be like, Jesus Christ, men are so weak.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of like, I remember when a girl I was dating, we were on again, off again, and she just kind of made a funny little comment about how she fucked one guy whose dick was so, or she hooked up with a guy whose dick was too big, she didn't fuck him.
Right.
And I was like, I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy's just trying to fit it into your pussy,
right.
And he can't fucking do it, and then you just call it quits, and then it's like, and I'm like, all right, I'll just slide right in here, no ish, I'll move side to side in this pussy, and this motherfucker, he was, like, that literally just took me, and we weren't even, boyfriend, or we were it was a girl I was hooking up with on again, off again, and just... That it's like I just don't want to know, and that took me a couple days to get over.
Right.
And like women are gonna hear this, and be like Jesus Christ, men are weak. But yes, this is like hearing a tragedy, right? Like this is like you just it's a don't ask, don't tell policy on shit like this. You don't ask how many people your fucking partner is fucked. Don't ask how big. You don't ask to rank where my dick is because you're not gonna like the answer, man. Yeah. You're not gonna like the answer.
When he says that though, what I see is I go. Oh, he's just at that part of his life.
True. That's,
like, he's
that's
at that
fair.
Part
that's,
of his life where he's like, oh, I still think this is a thing.
That's fair.
Right?
That's
you know,
fair.
He's not. We're all past that. We all had that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though.
Right.
He's getting a cheat code. Remembering that part of life, and I'm saying, like, it is kind of like telling somebody, like, oh, man, I would never go through, college exams again.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know what? There's a better example. It's like seeing a baby teething, and you're like, this is going to be painful, little buddy. But eventually you'll have a nice set of chompers to eat solid food with.
Yeah.
And like that's what I'm saying here is that there is no answer. There's just letting that punch you in the stomach.
Totally.
And like feel your feelings in the most therapy speak as if we're talking about the death of a loved one.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to everyone who's just realizing how pathetic men are about their dicks. But yes, that is the case, man. There's no good answer. You just have to get over it. And like Greg says... That's a part of your life. I used to be so worried about my little ass dick, and now so many women have seen my tiny, disgusting little penis, and it doesn't. It's great, and no one is mad about it.
We didn't know that's
not a big deal. You know, it's like there's so many other, and he seems like a guy, you're going to be a good guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he seems like a guy who you're like, we're your future.
Right. Yeah, yeah, we were. Yeah. You, he's going to kill himself now.
This only ends three ways. This only ends with him leaving a great girl, getting over it, or killing himself. Yeah. Those are the only three ways this ends. So I'm excited to see which way this goes.
Spin that wheel.
There we go.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.